From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled The Fruitfulness of Faith, part of his series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text is verse 12, which speaks of God overcoming the seeming impossibility of Abraham and Sarah having a child because of their old age. Their carnal effort to fulfill God's promise through Hagar demonstrates the truth that the flesh always opposes God's way of doing things. As Dr. Cairns will show, this fleshly opposition manifests itself in man's determination to bypass the gospel and to save himself by works. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning is found in John chapter 17 and verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world. It is a sweet and blessed event which will occur to all believers in God's own time, the going home to be with Jesus. In a few more years, the Lord's soldiers who are now fighting the good fight of faith will have done with conflict and have entered into the joy of their Lord. But although Christ prays that His people may eventually be with Him where He is, He does not ask that they may be taken at once away from this world to heaven. He wishes them to stay here. Yet how frequently does the wearied pilgrim put up the prayer, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, or then would I fly away and be at rest. But Christ does not pray like that. He leaves us in His Father's hands, until, like shocks of corn fully ripe, we shall each be gathered into our Master's garner. Jesus does not plead for our instant removal by death, for to abide in the flesh is needful for others, if not profitable for ourselves. He asks that we may be kept from evil, but He never asks for us to be admitted to the inheritance in glory till we are of full age. Christians often want to die when they have any trouble. Ask them why, and they tell you, because we would be with the Lord. We fear it is not so much because they are longing to be with the Lord as because they desire to get rid of their troubles, else they would feel the same wish to die at other times when not under the pressure of trial. They want to go home, not so much for the Savior's company, as to be at rest. Now it is quite right to desire to depart if we can do it in the same spirit that Paul did, because to be with Christ is far better. But the wish to escape from trouble is a selfish one. Rather, let your care and wish be to glorify God by your life here as long as He pleases, even though it be in the midst of toil and conflict and suffering, and leave Him to say when it is enough.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Romans 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Finishing the reading at verse 21, and the Lord will add his own blessing to this familiar reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. The words of our text as we continue our studies in Hebrews 11 under the general title of the exploits of faith. The words of our text are in verse 12. Hebrews 11, verse 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Over the past few Lord's Day mornings, we have been looking at the faith of Abraham and of Sarah in the matter of the birth of Isaac. You'll remember that Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham 100. Humanly speaking, it was folly for them to think of producing a family. Yet God's promise came that from Sarah he would give Isaac, and in Isaac would Abraham's seed be called. By faith in the promise, Abraham and Sarah saw that word fulfilled, and Isaac was duly born. Now the words of our text take us somewhat further than the birth of Isaac and the faith of Abraham and Sarah in that birth. The text really is concerned with the amazing long-term result of that faith which they showed. It's a verse that carries for every Christian a very simple message, and yet a very searching message, and at the same time a very encouraging message, as it addresses the theme of the fruitfulness of faith. You could sum up what the Holy Ghost is teaching here very simply. Faith in the promise of the Lord, to be more precise, faith in Christ as his promised seed, is the key to spiritual and fruitful living. Now, as we think of this text, I want you to note first and foremost that the flesh stands in the way of God's promise. We read of Abraham that he was as good as dead. We read in Romans chapter 4, verse 19, concerning this deadness, not only in Abraham, but his body dead and the womb of Sarah also dead. in a fleshly, physical way, there was that within them which was in total opposition to the statement of the promise of God. Now we can look at this not only historically but spiritually. The flesh is dead, and the flesh is the enemy of the promise of life. We need to learn that as we seek to serve our God. The Lord Jesus said, "The flesh profiteth nothing." This flesh that is in God's will is something that is the enemy of God's promise. It is the enemy of spiritual progress. It is the enemy of spiritual life. The old flesh is that which would seek to nullify, negate, deny, and overcome the promise, and would seek to squash everything that pertains to spiritual life within us. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit. That's what the book says, Galatians chapter 5. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit. There is a constant battling against God, against His gospel, against His truth, against His program, against His promise, against His very life. There is a constant battle against God, and it's a battle that is joined by our flesh. The old man, as Paul calls him. The old Adamic will. That internal bias that is within a man by nature from Adam, that would dethrone God and enthrone the devil. That, after all, is what the first sin in the Garden of Eden set out to do. That's what the flesh still craves to do. It is the enemy of God. But this flesh not only openly opposes the promise of life, but it seeks to supplant the promise of the Spirit by its own works. There was a time when Abraham, the father of the faithful, Abraham, the friend of God, Abraham, the heir of promise, lost sight of the promise. And at the behest of Sarah, his wife, he took her maid and produced Ishmael. What was the flesh seeking to do? The flesh was seeking to supplant the promise of grace, the promise of life, by means of a fleshly counterfeit, by means of a fleshly alternative. Galatians chapter 4 takes up this whole matter and translates it into spiritual terms. It shows that Sarah and Hagar are not only historical characters, but they are spiritual emblems. We read that from Hagar there was one born after the flesh. The son of the bondmaid was born after the flesh, whereas Isaac was born after the promise. And it says, which things, verse 24, are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. This Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. You read on down, and you find verse 30, or verse 29, but as then he that was born of the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. The spiritual meaning is that the flesh is wanting to be bound up in legalism. It wants to seek to produce God's favor by the works that it engenders. It wants to wipe out the promised seed. It wants to deny free grace by God in Christ. It wants to throw out the gospel, and it wants to establish self as its basis of approach to God. It would supplant the promise by means of the works of the flesh. The flesh is the enemy of God's promise. Now, that's just the statement of the doctrine. I'm not going to take the time to start pursuing that in various ways. But you can take it in every way that the Scripture allows, and you could be at it for a long time. First of all, there's a basic theological truth here. The flesh hates the doctrines of grace. When you find men rising up against the doctrine of free grace, salvation by grace, atonement by grace, in the merits of the blood of Christ, acceptance with God by grace through faith in Christ, when you find men rising up in their religion against a salvation that is of a sinner by grace through the merits of a substitute, you are seeing the flesh in action. Every perverted theology has its root in the flesh. And it is the old story of the flesh standing in the way of the promise and seeking to oppose it. There is not only a basic theological truth, but there is a practical devotional truth for God's people. You didn't get saved by the flesh. You are not going to be helped in your Christian life by the flesh. The flesh is still going to fight you every inch of the way. The flesh, which sought to stifle the promise at its very birth, will seek to hinder your progress in experiencing the blessing of the promise. The flesh is going to fight you every inch of the way. Sanctification, and I'll have a little more to say about sanctification in a moment, but sanctification is certainly the battleground of the Christian's life. Beware of people who promise you easy holiness. Beware of people who talk to you as if the devil had thrown in the towel and as if the flesh had no more enmity to the spirit. This is the battleground of the Christian's life. Your flesh is going to rise up against you. And that which is of the flesh, that which is not rooted in the grace of God, is never going to be of use to you in your spiritual warfare.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.